Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Russellville Indians. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Chris Martucci of the News Tribune, and before Chris and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Chris's conversation with Russellville head coach Roger Van de Zand.
So you guys have Harrisburg coming in this week. What stands out to you on the film about them?
Well, they're a very solid team. I know a lot of those kids because I used to teach there. They've got good people. Wyatt Robinson's a very good running back. Quarterback's good. He's left-handed. They got a top receiver back. They got some big linemen. A couple of them are older, but they got a couple of young guys too. So it's kind of a mix of youth and experience all across their team, but they're very solid.
All right. That was Russellville Indians head coach Roger Van de Zand. And Chris, it's maybe not the most surprising thing if we had told you at the beginning of the season after four games that Russell would be 0-4, but kind of maybe took a little bit of a step back last week. After maybe a winnable game in the third game of the season, we see the Russellville Indians drop a 58-14 decision to Hogan Prep. How much of that was just Hogan Prep's pretty darn good?
I would contribute to a lot of it is Hogan Prep's pretty darn good. I'm sure they were only 2-2 going into the game there, but they were. Coach Van de Zand said it best when I was talking to him during the preview of that game. They're a pretty big team. They're a lot like Missouri Military Academy. They run the ball a lot. They run it pretty good. They had big guys on their offensive and defensive lines, and they were able to create turnovers where Russellville just kept giving the ball away at points there. I know Coach Van de Zand's really been trying to hit hard about that, but it's still still very much a work in progress.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things where it's also, I think, worth noting that, Hogan's an established program in a lot of sports. I mean, they've had success, across the board, I think, in a lot of things where you just go, okay, you know what, that's not maybe, if you were the schedule maker for Russellville and you had your druthers and you could draw the things up exactly as you wanted them, this is not the easiest schedule that you could have come up with. I mean, there's a lot of programs on here that are pretty established, that have had success, where you go, okay, you know what, this is an accurate test of what you're going to be facing as a varsity program, rather than something where you just go, hey, we cherry picked games, A, B, C, D, and E, and we're going to have a really nice record when we come out of this, but you didn't maybe necessarily learn anything. So this is probably not a surprise where you look at it and go, based on the quality of competition, that's the kind of score that can sometimes happen with teams like that.
Well, you said it right there. I mean, but when you are at a varsity program, you want to face the best of the best. And this is, as the weeks have gone by, I think this has been a real learning experience for Coach Van de Zand and his players. And like you said, they took a little bit of a step back last week against Hogan after making leaps and bounds against Grandview and getting very close to getting a very winnable game.
Right, right.
You know, it's, as we kept saying through this whole thing, the struggles of a first-year program.
Sure.
You're going to have some up games. You're going to have plenty of down games. Last week was a very down game.
Right.
If you look at it.
So I guess the best thing you do with a game like that is you just put it in your rearview mirror and you just try to move on. There's a couple reasons for this week to be kind of interesting from the standpoint of, let's start with the obvious thing. It's homecoming and all the things that go with that. So how much of this week is just going to be Russellville successfully coping with homecoming?
Well, homecoming is always a big thing across the country, no matter where you go, high school, college, wherever you go. It's always a big deal. There's plenty of distractions, but after his first post-game comments last week when I spoke to Coach Van de Zand, he had already taken that into account, and he already talked about how he was going to try to keep everybody focused this week and keep them ready for Harrisburg. And from his comments yesterday, it seemed like they're doing a pretty good job of that, staying focused.
Yeah, you know, a lot of coaches have told me through the years across a wide variety of sports that, homecoming doesn't mean anything if you can't, you know, have fun at the dance because you got your butt whooped on Friday night. So it's the sort of thing where you go, okay, if they want to have any reason to kind of celebrate as the weekend rolls on, it's one of those things where you better take care of, business at 7 o'clock on Friday, because otherwise you could be in a bad mood the whole rest of the weekend. So I got to imagine if you need any incentive for the Indians, it's just as simple as, you know, let's try to go out and put our best foot forward and try to have some fun this weekend.
Well, you said it there once again, homecoming is supposed to be fun, but you also want to give a good reason to celebrate that. And as you said, have fun at the dance after you got your butt whooped on Friday is never a good feeling. So.
Yeah.
Plenty of motivation for the Indians to play well this week, but they've got a pretty tough test coming up there against Harrisburg.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get a Harrisburg team that comes in at 3-2, and what do they have to be concerned about with Harrisburg? What kind of challenges do they pose for Russellville?
Well, they play a variety of sets. They'll play a two tight end set. They'll play two tackles on one side. They get very creative with their schemes at times, but then whenever they're not running the ball down your throat with their star running back, Wyatt Robinson, he's had a great season so far. He's rushed over 100 yards several times. But also, this presents a unique challenge for Russellville in the fact that they'll be facing a lefty quarterback this time for a change in Tanner Lyles for Harrisburg. I think I'm saying that right. Pretty sure.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I am.
Yep. So, well. Yeah. And how much of that is just making sure that your defense is a little bit. I mean, guys who maybe if you're playing one side of the ball, you know, you may not see a quarterback roll out that way very often. Now with the lefty quarterback, you're going to see him rolling out your way a lot more often. So how much of that is just making sure that your guys are alert and ready and not just getting lulled into a false sense of security that they would normally have.
Right. When I talked to Coach Vanderzane yesterday, he said that during practice this week, they've been working on rolling out to their left a lot more often. So it seems like they're getting pretty ready to face this challenge ahead of them.
You know, I think it's worth noting for those who kind of have been around in Missouri for a while that, this is a Harrisburg program that was in the same boat that Russellville's in right now not too long ago. You know, they started up football not that long ago where you look at it and go, okay, this is something that, maybe you can look at from a Russellville standpoint and go, okay, you know what, they're a team that's in its relative infancy in terms of its football history. They're having success. They've got a winning record this year, so this is a good measuring stick for you to go, okay, let's see how we match up with them, and we kind of can see how we measure up to a team that has gone through the same things we've gone through, and hopefully we can get to the point where we're they're at some point.
Well, you pretty much hit the nail on the head there, and also there's plenty of cross connections there. Coach Vanderzane actually taught at Harrisburg for a few years, so he knows quite a few of these players there and kind of knows how they play, what their tendencies are. So that definitely helps when going into plan for this game.
All right. Well, I guess that gets us to the prediction stage of the week. And how do you see this one playing out on Friday night?
Well, so far, Russellville has proven that you can never really box them in. You never know exactly what they're going to do this week. But Harrisburg, Harrisburg, you know what they're going to do. They love running the ball. They put up a lot of points after a nothing tie last week at the end of the first quarter. They exploded for 28 points in the second quarter against Knox County. So these guys can score in a hurry and score quickly when they get going. So I think they might be able to put up 30 points easily with the pure talent they're capable of. But for the Indians, if they are able to take care of the ball this time and to finish some drives, I can easily see them putting up a bit of a fight in this game, scoring a little over 20 points for the first time all season. But I definitely see Harrisburg coming out in this game just because of the talent they have on offense.
All right. Well, that should do it for this week. For Chris Martucci, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.